This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Friday the 13th, January 2023. Harold Salente's come up. He and Kel. I'm going to play a little bit of this Tucker Carlson piece, though, because they're getting ready to offload Joe Biden. I'll talk with Gerald coming up why they're going to do that and what he expects to unfold. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. Tonight is hard to remember now, but it wasn't that long ago that Andrew Cuomo was not only the governor of New York, but also a legitimate hero in the Democratic Party. Do you remember that? Cuomo was the governor who legalized marijuana, who expanded Medicare, who passed strict gun control, who destroyed the NRA as a political force. He was the governor who, more than any other person in this country, including Tony Fauci, effectively defended lockdowns, masking, and vaccines. In fact, in the fall of 2020, Cuomo won an Emmy Award for his daily COVID briefings. He was an actual celebrity. He seemed like a future president, and everybody said so. But within weeks of getting that Emmy, it began to fall apart. A number of women came forward to claim that Cuomo had once said impolite things in their presence. By the standards of Andrew Cuomo's many scandals in office, it seemed like nothing. But for reasons they never explained, Democratic leaders, leaders of his party in Washington, took this scandal very seriously. They described Cuomo's behavior as sexual harassment, and they called for his resignation. By summer, it had worked. He was out of office and irreparably disgraced. The people who hand out Emmys even took back their award and scrubbed Andrew Cuomo's name from their website. Andrew Cuomo was too immoral to share space with Hollywood actors, and that's pretty immoral. What exactly did Andrew Cuomo do wrong? He outlived his usefulness to the party. That's what he did. He stayed too long. Cuomo was in his 60s. He was white. He was male. He was someone whose demographic profile represented the Democratic Party of the past, not of the future. He talked like a mafia don negotiating garbage contracts. He was a little embarrassing. Because of that, his own people iced him, and they replaced him with someone who looked the part. No one cried when Andrew Cuomo resigned. They just moved on. The Democratic Party is not a sentimental place. It's hard not to think of Andrew Cuomo when you see what is happening to Joe Biden right now. Kamala Harris is certainly thinking about it. Harris was in a suspiciously good mood today. We know this because she was talking about electric school buses again. I love electric school buses, she raved. I just love them for so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus. Raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus. Harris was grinning the whole time. And why wouldn't she be grinning? That senile white guy who claims to be her boss is finally going down, 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 down. It's a happy day at Kamala Harris's house. But it's not a happy day at Casa Biden. In fact, this is pretty clearly the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. We can't prove that. The future is unknowable. But holy smokes, it does not look good. And it doesn't look good in a very recognizable way. Somewhere in his basement rec room, drinking a Courvoisier on ice, Andrew Cuomo is chuckling to himself. He's seen this movie before. Joe Biden's own aides keep finding stacks of felonies he's left around the place, in his office, in his car. And instead of throwing this evidence in the fireplace, as under normal circumstances they would, they're sending these documents on to the Justice Department. That's not a good sign. Meanwhile, Biden's attorney general, the most unscrupulous, unethical attorney general this country has ever had, has somehow decided that actually, in order to maintain his unsullied record of nonpartisanship, he's going to have to pass these documents, these stacks of felonies, onto an independent counsel because that always works out well for a sitting president. And by the way, in this case, the independent counsel is a Republican. Good luck, Joe Biden. Happy 80th birthday. Here's Merrick Garland.
On the evening of November 4th, 2022, the National Archives Office of Inspector General contacted a prosecutor at the Department of Justice. It informed him that the White House had notified the archives that documents bearing classification markings were identified at the office of the Penn Biden Center on November 14th, pursuant to Section 600.2B of the Special Counsel Regulations. I assigned U.S. Attorney Lausch to conduct an initial investigation. On December 20th, President Biden's personal counsel informed Mr. Lausch.
The whole report is on InfoWars.com. It's an excellent 14-minute opening monologue.
Gerald Celente will respond to this and so much more on the economy, on the war, on the open borders, and what's going to happen next. The top trend forecaster, straight ahead in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and T-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Gerald Celente. We love to get him on early in each year. Of course, he's a great co-host with us. He's an introduction to lay out how many trends he got right. He almost always gets them 100% right. What he's projecting this year into next year and so much more. TrendsResearch.com on Twitter. Gerald Celente. And I really appreciate Gerald joining us here today to cover the waterfront with us. We can dive into how they're obviously getting ready to remove Biden. What issues come out of that? The war in Ukraine. We've got updates on that. What's happening with the housing market, the economy, and the bubble. We've got the Middle East, we've got so-called going green, World War III, digital cash, AI, where's the anti-war movement, in God we trust, what God supports war, it is all coming up. I've got a copy of his latest Trends Journal right here. So, Gerald, great to have you on with us. What do you want to tackle first here?
Well, you know, it's so much going on, and the Ukraine war, you mentioned Biden. This is very important. The lower Biden goes, the more they're going to ramp up the Ukraine war. Let's go back to the disaster when Biden ended the disastrous Afghan war, where they left behind billions and billions, countless billions of dollars of weapons. A BS saying that, no, the Taliban's not going to take over. Don't worry about it. And, of course, the Taliban totally took over. His ratings were plunging. The people were totally disgusted with it. Then all of a sudden, the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. We got to fight the Russians. We got to fight the Russians. Boop. He starts going back up. Alex, when all else fails, they take you to war. And now with the dirt coming out from the what they left behind with Biden, you know, his classified documents that he stole that they're finally bringing out again. And to show you what a fraud this country is and the clowns running it. Oh, you mean you had this stuff 2 months before the midterm elections, but you didn't put it out because it would have shown what a disastrous thing's going on and all the fixes. So what I'm saying is when all else fails, they take you to war. Once upon a time, there was a thing called the Great Depression. You want to get the people's minds off it? World War II. Then there's a thing called the dot-com bust. The NASDAQ was crashing. We're into a recession. Little Georgie Bush, the daddy's boy, born on third base and thought he had a home run. The little moron over there. Oh, yeah. We got to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. 88% of the people swallowed it. Off to Afghanistan. Biden is going to do the same thing. They're going to ramp up this Ukraine war. World War III has already begun.
Well, you're dead on there, and every major analyst has looked at this. Even Henry Kissinger says the war should stop. It's going to lead to nuclear war. They have that threat ladder
We're already 70% up the ladder towards total nuclear war. It's just escalating and escalating. What do these maniacs think they're doing?
They're maniacs. They're demonic maniacs. Again, like we said, you know, here, you know, we have the Italian-American Foundation up here in Kingston. We have the biggest Columbus Day parties outside of New York City. And we're at one of the meetings the other day, and everybody stands up to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. And I said to myself, one nation under God? What God are you talking about? What God are you talking about that keeps starting war after war after war after war all my life? You know, what God? Oh, and freedom, liberty, justice for all? What justice for all? The bigs get a slap on the wrist. It's prosecution to the fullest. And what liberty? You get censored if you don't swallow the crap that they're shoving down your throat. So that's where we're going. And again, you're talking about the building it up. This is from Business Insider. You ready? A nuclear attack would most likely target one of these six cities. What are you talking about over here? Oh, they say that a nuclear attack on the U.S. soil would most likely target New York, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, or Washington, D.C. You ready for this? But the Federal Emergency Management Agency has an emergency strategy. For everyday citizens, what do you mean everyday citizens? But anyway, FEMA has some simple advice. She has simple advice for simpletons. Get inside, and stay tuned. Who are you talking to? What am I, 2 years old?
Yeah, there won't be any radio or internet when nukes hit Manhattan. It's like saying, before you jump into a wood chipper or blow your head off with a shotgun, be sure you put your slippers on.
Yeah. We'll be dust. We'll be ruined. We'll be annihilated. They're building us up to nuclear war. When little lowlifes, that arrogant little lowlifes like Business Insider, how about Business Outsider that you're publishing garbage like this? They're getting the people prepared. We have demonic people in charge. World War II isn't ancient history. Annihilating Europe. Oh, you forgot World War I? We have demonic, evil people in charge that are destroying our lives in front of our faces. They're preparing the people for nuclear war. There's going to be World War III has already begun. There's going to be a false flag event. Remember, the Russians bombed Poland. Two people dead. Remember that one? Oh, two people dead? Hey, how many people did the United States and Saudi Arabia kill in Yemen? Oh, only according to the United Nations, 377,000, and half of them children under the age of five. But we won't talk about that. Two people died in Poland. The Russians are coming. It was a total lie. A total lie. Oh, how about the Gulf of Tonkin incident? That's when I was growing up. The Vietnam War. A total lie. By may he rot in hell, Robert McNamara. They keep lying. So this is what we got.
Well, I got to tell you, Gerald, I'm just speechless here listening to you talk about this. Because you're not just saying this. When Henry Kissinger and the Pope say this war needs to end, it's going to lead to nuclear war, they're the establishment. So it must mean a new establishment's in charge that's even crazier. It's not like the Pope or Henry Kissinger or angels. Why do you think the establishment is openly writing articles every day I see saying nuclear war is survivable? Why are they trying to make Dr. Strangelove a owner's manual and a prelude instead of dark satire? Why are they trying to make that real?
These are demonic people. They're satanic. They're evil. Biden has the nerve, the gall to call himself a Catholic. What Catholic you talking about? You just had the celebration of Christmas. Oh, yeah, we'll only talk about how retail sales did. Oh, no, that was the birth of the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace, you're not allowed to talk about peace. He's not a Catholic. What Catholic believes in this? Again, you're talking about the Pope even warning about this. And where are all the other religions coming out and saying, stop this? Where they all have lockjaw? All they're doing is promoting war. There's not a word about peace. So anyway, that's our major trend that we're concerned about, because if this continues like this, then all the other trends aren't going to mean anything.
All right, Gerald, stay right there. We're going to go to break and come back and talk about how we avert this straight ahead. Stay with us.
Really loud voice.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gregory Crawford, Deputy Director of CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. CDC recognizes many Americans face daily barriers to enjoy a good life with good health. Factors like age, physical ability, racism, social and economic inequities, and access to quality health care and education all play a role. Diseases like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, and obesity are key drivers to the higher rates of chronic health conditions in many populations. Health disparities in chronic disease significantly impact Black, American Indian, Alaska Native, Latino, Asian, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander people. CDC is taking action, and working together, we can make sure all people can live their healthiest lives. Learn more about these efforts at cdc.gov/chronic-disease/health-equity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Salente is here with us for the balance of the hour. He's going to be co-hosting with me this Sunday night, 4 to 6 p.m. ahead of Owen Schroyer and Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. All right, you were finishing up with nuclear war and why the globalists are crazy enough to push this when even former top globalists, I guess he's still a top globalist, people like Henry Kissinger are saying stop now. Where do you see that going? How can we mitigate it? And then you wanted to get into economy next as we go through your latest Trends Journal.
All right, going back to the war. As I said, when all else fails, they take you to war, and Biden's on a big failing mission. World War III's begun. Is going to be, as I said, a false flag event, or they're going to, or a nuclear exchange. It's called mission creep. Lloyd Austin, the guy that's playing our defense contractor, former general, and this job before this, sitting on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in the United States. I mean, you can't imagine this. It's a revolving door. It's one door. Anyway, he has admitted that there are U.S., quote, advisors in Ukraine helping the Ukrainians with the weapons that we're sending there. So we're at war with them. So now what I'm saying, it's mission creep. You can't make this stuff up. They're bringing the Ukrainians here to Oklahoma to show them how to use Patriot missiles. What if the Russians brought Iraqis to Moscow to show them how to use missiles to fight the Americans when they were in Iraq? And Patriot missiles, like Patriot Act, that's an oxymoron. There's nothing patriotic about this. So now going in to show you how they lie us and lead us into war. Before the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, over 80% of the American people were opposed to be getting involved in another war. This is from History Today. So it's not a conspiracy theory. United States freezes Japanese assets. July 26th, 1941. When did Pearl Harbor happen? What was that, December 19, just a couple of months later? You ready? On July 26, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets in the United States in retaliation for the Japanese occupation of French Indochina. What are you talking about? What do I care what the Japanese are doing in French Indochina? Oh, and what is French Indochina? You mean the colonists called the French going into Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, stealing all the rubber, the tin, and everything else they could steal and killing the people? Oh, how dare the Japanese go into that? And you keep reading. On July 24th, Tokyo decides to strengthen its position in terms of its invasion of China by moving through Southeast Asia. Goes on. Japan followed up by occupying Comoran Naval Base, which of course is in Vietnam, 800 miles from the Philippines where the Americans had troops. What are the Americans doing with troops in the Philippines? I'm an American. How about protecting America? Oh, no, Salenti, we're globalists now. We're busy the beginning. Anyway, and the British base in Singapore. What are the British doing in Singapore? What's wrong with you, Salenti? The sun never sets on the British Empire. Oh, you only killed how many people in India when you occupied it? Well, according to the latest study, the British only killed 165 million people from India. I'm showing you how they lied us into the World War II. President Roosevelt swung into action by freezing all Japanese assets in America. No, stealing all Japanese assets in America when they didn't do anything to us. Britain and Dutch East Indies. Oh, Dutch East Indies? You mean you scum that are stealing stuff all over Indonesia and all that area and robbing them of everything? Oh, yeah, we're the Dutch. We could do it. Goes on. Followed suit. The result, Japan lost access to three-fourths of its overseas trade and 88% of its imported oil. Okay? This is how they lead you to war. And they're doing the same thing now. So that's what we're warning the people about. And what could you do to change it? Here's my suggestion, Alex, and I would love to hear your comment. The Libertarian Party put on the ticket RFK Jr. for president and Judge Andrew Napolitano for vice president. And I'm saying the Libertarian Party because they have ballots in all of the states, and it's very hard.
Yeah, the only other party in all 50 states.
Right. And so to put these two people on the on a new
and the only could way inject, they could inject the anti-war, pro-peace, anti-nuclear war, anti-Armageddon ideas into the debates. They can force their way in and put that on the referendum in the next election or even sooner. They could hit the campaign trail now.
What do you think? Do you think that'd be a winning ticket?
I think it's an absolutely genius move, and I think they should do it now to stop nuclear war. And they would not be ignored. It would galvanize people. We could get huge anti-war demonstrations going again, and I think it would unify the left and right, and it's something we need to do right now. I think we should also introduce impeachment articles for what Biden's done, $150 million to Ukraine, the money laundering, all of it, to make it front and center and point out what he's doing that's wrong. I think that's also important.
Yes. And you said it, left and right. Again, the Kennedy is, think about it. If your uncle, the president, was assassinated, RFK Jr., and your father was assassinated, what kind of person would you be? Could you imagine living through that? Could you imagine? Here, I just got this framed.
Wow, president killed, Governor Connally shot, suspect seized, Johnson is sworn in. And let me expand on that. Kennedy faced Curtis LeMay and Ella Leminster on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs being Ella Leminster. They wanted to do a false flag attacking U.S. cities and blame it on Cuba and Russia as a pretext for war after Bay of Pigs. Kennedy said no, and that's one of the reasons they had him killed. So there's always been these forces pushing for a winnable nuclear war with Russia. And now with all these other nuclear powers, all the different war game scenarios show Pakistan and India going to war, India and China going to war. Once there's a limited exchange, almost every analyst agrees, it'll lead to total nuclear war, end of civilization, probably all life on Earth as we know it. So, but why are there psychos that are willing to try this?
They're demented, evil people. That's why. Why does a murderer murder people? Why does a thief steal stuff? That's who they are.
Why does a rapist rape?
Exactly. And they're raping us of our life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness.
All right, Joel Salente, trendsresearch.com. Get the new magazine. It's monthly, but they also have the big Trends Journal out right now. So important to read yourself and then share it with others. It's like a book, every episode, every issue. Go to trendsresearch.com and get one now and retweet his tweet about us being on air together at Joel Salente on Twitter right now. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago, mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to talk economy now with Gerald Celente. We're going to talk about the poison shots, AI, anti-war. We're going to talk about office building bust, the trends. I want to get into the trends now. Bam, bam, bam. I'm back Sunday night with myself, Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith for a big roundtable discussion. I haven't really talked about this yet, but we're doing it starting next Tuesday with over 15 big guests that we've already lined up. We may even line up more. Alex Jones was right. Emergency broadcast Tuesday, January 17th from 8 a.m. to midnight. We may even go past it. And these events are about reaching out to new people, because once the show, regular show's in at 6 p.m., we go commercial free. We'll take a few breaks, air a few promos, a few special reports, but it'll be basically commercial free or commercial light, only a few minutes of breaks an hour. And if all of our guests tweet and Facebook everything that they're coming on for a special event, and if listeners that aren't censored like we are, a lot of folks have been let back on Twitter, if you tell folks, hey, they're on air right now covering censored information, we can get millions and millions of new people per event like this to tune in that really haven't done the deep dive on what's happening. So it's so important. And it's a fundraiser. Listen, we're only about $230,000 down a month in the last 6 months for what we need to pay for the bandwidth, the crew, the legal, all of it. We've got a 2 to 4 year appeal process. They're not going to shut us down. They're saying, unless you don't support. I'm not complaining. You've done a great job supporting, but I'm asking for you to really take action, especially if you're a listener that's never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com, or if you did order products and liked them, to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get these great products. But regardless, spread the word about InfoWars.com/show. That link gets censored a lot, so we have the InfoWar.tv link that we'll put on screen that folks can tweet out and Facebook out and email and share. That's how we overpower the AI. That's how we stop the censors. And so we've launched a whole new product line, InfoWars MD, partnering with a top company that already makes some of the best supplements, highest rated in the country. We can only give you 25% off on these because we already don't have much markup in them. But we're talking about a lot of amazing products in the InfoWars MD line, like high-quality CBD oil, like nitric oxide that's so important to clean out your blood and stop blood clots and really supercharge you, nitric boost, Shroom Max is a non-stimulant nootropic that boosts your brain function. InfoWars MD available at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, we have the Real Red Pill Plus that after all these years of being sold out because of proprietary ingredients, because of the lockdowns and things we couldn't get, is now back available as well. You should really experience Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Down and out, our great natural sleep formula, the strongest sleep formula we've got, maybe too strong for some, works really great. Very strong doses of the valerian root and the melatonin and like 5 other ingredients. It's 40% off, down and out. You owe it to yourself, deep, clean sleep, and it keeps us on air. So just take action. And I thank you for making the decision to go to InfoWarsStore.com and ordering. Sign up for auto ship. You can cancel any time for free. You get an additional 10% off on your next order. There's Patriot points as well. And now we have free shipping back at InfoWarsStore.com on orders $50 or more. Thank you all for your support. Going back to Gerald Celente, let's talk about the economy now and what's really going on with interest rates, the Federal Reserve, and what you're predicting is happening. You said 2 years ago that the housing bubble would bust in the next year and a half. It started to bust just when you said 6 months ago. How serious is this going to get?
It's going to get very serious, but the worst is going to be in the commercial business sector. You know, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing and your staff and how hard everybody works, and the great products that you have. And one of your products that I love the most is Super Meal Vitality. At 76, I got the spirit of 76, you know? And this stuff is, yeah, and it's really, really great. Yeah, I just turned 76.
Well, the good news is, the bad news is it's been sold out for months. The good news is we're getting a small shipment in Monday. It arrives at like noon, it's scheduled. Where it's made in Utah by one of the oldest, biggest companies, we private label it, cold-pressed herbs. So it has the regular herbs known for boosting stamina, libido, all that, but they're cold-pressed, so they're alive and much stronger. So thank you, Gerald. It'll be back in stock next week. Please continue.
Yeah. So going back to the economy, there's going to be an office building bust, the likes of which we've never seen before. Before I get into that, I want to look at the general economy in the markets. Go back to our Trends Journal in November of 2022, gold prices hit into the 1600 levels. We said this is the bottom. They're going to go up from this point on. And they have. Now, as we're speaking, gold is over $1,900 an ounce.
Which, again, you hammered and hammered the last few years. I didn't think you were wrong because you're right about 95% of the time, one of the probably best analysts out there. But how did you know 2 years ago to start hammering gold would go up?
Well, we knew when it would go down as interest rates went up. And then we knew that they're going to moderate raising interest rates because the money junkies need cheap dough. And what nobody talks about by the Federal Reserve and the central banksters, this is the BS that they kept putting out. First, they said inflation was temporary. Then they said it was transitory. Of course, in the woke world, we just call it transgendatory now. Then they couldn't stop lying about it, so they started raising interest rates. We said as interest rates keep going up, the stock market's going to keep going down. As the stock market goes down, we said it was going to go down in 2022, and it did. You had the NASDAQ down 33% last year. The S&P 500 almost
in their territory. So what's going to happen to the housing thing, and what's going to happen to crypto?
So on the crypto, we were very, very bullish on Bitcoin. We said when it goes down to $15,000, that would be the bottom. If it went below that, it would go much deeper. If it stabilized around that, we see it moving up, and it has. Now it's at about 19,000. And you have to put this into perspective. Yeah, it was up to 60,000 plus. Yeah, but the thing started from zero, 10 years ago, and it's now at $17,000, $18,000,
$19,000. So it's way up. It goes up even higher.
And it goes, and so that's what we see. On the real estate sector, we don't see a housing bust like we saw in 2008, panic of 08. Because the people that bought houses this time had the dough. There was no such thing as subprime mortgages. Wait, you don't have a job, you can't have any money in the bank, you're deep in debt, here's a loan, sign over here. They didn't do that this time. We're going to see a steep decline in the prices, but again, this is what it depends upon. February 1st, the Federal Reserve is going to come out, and they're going to say how much they're going to raise interest rates. The bet on the street right now is that they're only going to raise them 25 basis points. If they only raise them 25 basis points, the markets are going to go way back up again. And here's the other thing. You have to look at the data. After the last 40 midterm elections, the S&P 500 has gone up over 15% in the following 12 months. So they're going to keep the gamblers gambling. If they raise interest rates 50 basis points, boom, this thing's going to collapse and go down big and hard.
So what's the inside baseball? Is the Fed going to do 25 or 50?
It's a guess. You don't know. I don't know. But here's the other thing.
The Fed says he doesn't know what he's going to do yet. And, quote, he doesn't know. That's not very...
They know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to lie to us. They knew that the inflation wasn't temporary. They knew it wasn't transitory. These are the bankster bandits that are in charge of our life.
And notice them increasing interest rates did not slow inflation very much.
No. And the good news was that the inflation numbers only increased, 0.1%? Oh, how wonderful. It only went up that little bit. I mean, this is the baloney they're putting out there. Inflation's still very high, and when you look at shadow stats, it's around 14%.
Absolutely. The argument is, well, it didn't go up too much, but it's already super high. We want it to go down. Well, they go, oh, get used to it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Let me boil this down here, not me, with Gerald Salinti, to get his take on it and a bunch of other key trends. The global corrupt kleptocrats are just highly organized criminals. They've created all these huge Ponzi schemes to buy up and get almost every facet of the economy under their control. And now they need a big war or another viral release or some other group of distractions. Power outages, cyber attacks, you name it, as the pretext for them taking more control. They don't want to get in trouble for the engineered collapse that's happening, which they orchestrated to consolidate control. And that's why they're so scared, and that's why the virus and the Wuhan release and the poison shots was their big gambit, which is now blown up in their face. And you've got the FDA and CDC documents coming out that they knew it was going to kill people, and now they're all pointing fingers at each other. I mean, this is epic. You have congressional hearings starting, and you've got criminal investigations in Japan and in Germany and Florida. I mean, this is really a big problem for them, Gerald. What's your view on what's about to happen to Big Pharma and their censorship and their control with government of dissenting voices and doctors and consumers? I mean, this to me is a spectacular fail for them. I don't know how they're going to extricate themselves from this.
Oh, they'll do what they want because they run the government. Look at the people in the FDA. Look at the people one after another.
Total revolving door where the board members and the head of the FDA are all Pfizer, Moderna former executives. It's criminal.
That's right. You know, so that's what I'm saying. It's again from the military industrial complex. You got a guy that was sitting on the board of directors of Raytheon, now our defense contractor. You had some clown that was in the FDA that was the head of the tobacco part of it. What did he get? He got a job with Philip Morris? You know, that other guy, I forgot his name, under Trump that was there, an advisor to Pfizer?
Gottlieb.
You know.
But what you're saying is important. Tobacco is a bad group, lying about stuff, and trying to put chemicals in to make it more addicting. But everybody knows they ran a conspiracy for decades of control of media with payoffs and government.
Yeah.
That finally blew up in their face. With pharma, their crime's 1,000 times bigger, but you're right. They have the very same methodology of control.
Here's the deal that shows you how bad it got. By the way, I did work, a major, major study for Warner Lambert, which is now bought out by Pfizer, back in the late 1990s. That little arrogant boy that every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad, the Yugoslav War, one murderous thing after another, Bill Clinton, he's the clown that allowed the drug dealers to put their ads on TV in 1997. That wasn't allowed before. Why do you think that you could hear Clinton BS for free for hours?
And that's
hours.
The reason you know so much. You were a best-selling author even back in the 1980s, but you were also a high-powered lobbyist.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was. I only learned what I learned because I was on the other side. I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement. Back
when it was doing good stuff like catalytic converters and not putting poison in the water, reasonable real stuff.
Yeah, so I was on the other side. Here I am, Alex, at 30 years old, picking up Ronald Reagan at the Chicago Hilton 2 days before he's announcing he's running against Gerry Ford. So I've been on the other side. That's why I know what it is. And then I started growing up, you know, and then I became, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, it's a lifetime thing. So going back, the drug deal here, this is who runs America. Number one, the banksters. Hey, I'm too big to fail. I'm Jamie Dimon. Federal Reserve dumps in $29 trillion from 2007 to 2010 to the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, one after another. We're too big to fail. You're just a piece of crap. Oh, I'm not making up that number. That's from the Levy Institute of Bard College. And then there's the number two. It's the drug dealers that people call Big Pharma. And you watch these ads, you say, how can anybody take this stuff? Oh, these are the side effects, you know. But yeah, you're going to lose.
And by the way, now under this new revolution with Fauci, they're going to get rid of testing on animals and just do it directly to humans and allow unlimited advertising, including on Sesame Street to kids, with no adverse reaction reports because no studies are being done. This is crazy.
It's crazy, and that's what I'm going back to. What can we do? And before I move on, we need a new third party. People are fed up. You saw that study that came out from Gallup just a couple of days ago on Tuesday. And by the way, you know, I go to InfoWars every day and follow the news stories that your crew puts up. They're terrific. And the one about how the majority of people look at Congress lower than they do journalists and car salesmen. We're ready for a new time because the other people that control the country is the military-industrial complex. And then the next one is the geeks, high tech. And by the way, that's one of our top trends for 2023. AI, we own you. If we don't stop this, we're gone. They're taking over everything. And again, they've brought down society. I mean, you know, once upon a time, people played, you know, musical instruments, and there was real life and real truth. No, now everything's digital.
I was about to say, you've been harping on that for 15 years since I've been having you on, the longer I've known you. But they now admit CNET and others have all these writers that are fake AI. They put in what they want the writer to write. The editors don't need writers anymore, investigators. They just then re-scramble it. That's a perfect microcosm of humans being removed as a commodity or even a necessity. Before we were a commodity treated like animals, now we're being treated like garbage to be taken out. We should all say no to AI news. We should say no to fake journalists.
Yeah. Yeah. And people don't read anymore. They're TikTok. You know, they're dead. They're gone. So, again, that's why, you know, everybody listening, you need to do all you can to support InfoWars. and you go to InfoWarsStores.com, and they got a great line of products, but they're not only helping InfoWars, they're helping you.
Absolutely. So, Gerald, let me ask you this in closing, because we're almost out of time. You're going to be co-hosting Sunday with us. Run through some of the other trends that are in your big 2023 Trends Journal.
Yeah, the other ones is we're going to see a college crash. You're going to see less and less people, more and more colleges closing down, and less and less people going to them. And another one we're looking at, it's already happening, new political parties. The new one's ramping up again, the old new one in Austria. People are tired of immigration. It's going to be anti-immigration, anti-establishment, anti-war, and anti-tax. And those are the big ones. And again, we got this one, Going Green, and Market Meltdown, Middle East, office building bust. Oh, and by the way, the digital cash, here's what they're going to do. Here we are, Alex. We're doing the interview, and all of a sudden, Gerald, we just heard that the Russians hacked our banking system. We're sorry, folks. The Russians hacked the banking system, and you can't get any money. But don't worry. We're going to help you out. We're going to come out with a digital currency. We're coming out with a digital currency. We know every penny you spent, where you spent it, what you spent it on, so we can get your money in tax dollars and take more control over you. They're going to go digital. I tell people, why are you keeping your money in the bank?
That was my next question. I want you to host the next 5 minutes coming up. I'm going to give you the floor. But Gerald, I was about to ask you, we know the AI system's coming in. We know the digital currency's coming in. You warned them decades ago, so did I. Now it's here. How do we stop it?
And we need a new third party. Without it, we lose.
Sure, but you were starting. That's the big 35,000 foot view. How about at ground zero at the 1 foot view? What do we do? Just refuse to use it? Shop mom and pop? What do we do to say no to the digital currency? Never use QR codes at stores?
I don't carry a cell phone. I won't do it. And I refuse to do it. And that's what I did work for the cellular telecommunications industry in 1994. Been reading about radio frequency radiation since then. Oh, you see what's going to happen with the sperm count going down to zero by 2045?
Because you got it in your pocket, radiating your balls.
Yep.
Yeah, those are major studies, folks. They put rats in with cell phones with the normal amount of cell phone radiation we use every day, fried their testicles.
And you look, University of California, Berkeley, you're on a cell phone for 17 minutes a day for 10 years. Your chances of getting brain tumor only increased by 60%.
Even Wired Magazine admits it. That's why, folks, when I do use one, because they're an incredibly powerful tool, I keep it in a bag. And if I got to go in a store or something, I leave it in the car or it's in my back pocket. That way it's not getting full power. You put it in your front pocket, it's shooting through your hip. You put it right next to your balls. And I'm being serious, folks. It fries them. And it's bad for ovaries, but all these brain tumors, there's hundreds of studies about whatever side of your head you hold the phone on, that's where you get the brain tumor. Don't do it. If you can get rid of cell phones, that is the smartest thing for everybody to do. What Gerald said is shop local, demand quality. I want to talk about solutions just in general to up our culture. When we come back in 2 minutes with Gerald Celente, then I got a ton of news to hit after he leaves us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.